Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Help Myself Podcast. Listen, I am your host, John M. Singletary Sr. Got to put that senior in there because I got my junior, a.k.a. LJ. It's my co-pilot in this podcasting game and in this amazing thing that we call life. Hey, I wanted to come really quickly and talk about the Radical Support Initiative. And I think it would be crazy to call it the Radical Support Initiative because it might make you think it's really a thing. And it's more like it's a thought. So I want to talk about a Radical Support Initiative. You know, I think about all of my friends that are out creating brands and creating their space on the internet and the social media world. And I realize that sometimes, you know, they'll ask, hey, follow my YouTube channel. And I'll follow and, you know, they'll post on socials. And if I'm on those socials, I'll make sure to go like. As a matter of fact, I'm very generous when giving likes, as long as it's something that I don't find offensive. And especially if it's something where you're doing something you're passionate about or you feel good about yourself, I'm usually generous with my like. I don't just look at something and not like it because I understand that there are so many non-financial, non-resource ways to support somebody, especially a digital creator that's out here or an entrepreneur that is trying to get products into the algorithm. But I think so many folks withhold likes for reasons I don't understand. There may be valid reasons, but we withhold likes from people who we say we care about. We withhold follows from people we care about. We withhold sharing information about people we say we care about, not realizing that your like, your share, your comment could set that post into the stratosphere for this person. Like, if all of the people that I personally know that follow me on socials just took a day or two out of the week to like everything I post, I promise you that I would have a lot more impact in the social media lanes than I do. And it would cost them nothing. They're already getting on social media liking jokes and foolishness. Listen, a number of them flood my inbox with funny reels and things that they think are funny. And the majority of them that do that, they are supportive. But I'm saying it doesn't cost us anything to help our friends. So sometimes we could radically support each other and it doesn't cost money and it's not really much of a time investment. We just have to consider how important it is.